People power will win, these protesters are chanting. They celebrated a small moment of victory when they heard President Gotabaya Rajapaksa had fled. But soon after his early morning escape, the mood turned to anger. Thousands of people marched to the office of the man they fear could be Rajapaksa's successor, Ranil Wickremesinghe.
He can gain the power, he can mobilize the military, and he can crush out the old protesters, and he can soul gain the power, and no offense will come to him. That's the plan, he's a mastermind, and please, I am asking international community, don't trust Wickremesinghe, he is the biggest villain in Sri Lanka.
In response, the Prime Minister declared a state of emergency, saying he was now the acting president. Security forces in front of his office fired tear gas at protesters. Dozens were injured. This teacher needed treatment after being hit on the head. He traveled 150 kilometers to join the demonstrations, saying the government has ruined the education system.
The Prime Minister is very cunning fox. He's ruined my country. We won't win our revolution.
Outnumbered, security forces failed to disperse the crowds.
Members of the security forces, what looks like the riot police, are now being chased away from the Prime Minister's office after several attacks by tear gas. They're now chased away by the crowds. They're leaving.
Protesters managed to break through the gates of the Prime Minister's office and took over the building. Their celebration did not last long. They went to the residence of the parliamentary speaker to make sure the Prime Minister would step down and were greeted by more tear gas. Protesters blame both Rajapaksa and Wickremesinghe for the dire state Sri Lanka is in. Bankrupt, hardly any fuel and food shortages.
Sri Lanka as a country, so it's run by a few families for 7 decades who robbed our country. So this should be changed. So at least this major shift, this people's revolution, should ensure that a new political, social age begins in Sri Lanka.
Until then, they have vowed to remain on the streets and keep a close eye on what Parliament, which has the power to elect the new president, will decide in coming days. Stap Fasen, Al Jazeera, Colombo.